Good morning. So we had spoken about last time that if one were to visit the Kotel, let's say on an Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, so even if it's after Chatzos, even if it's after midday, you would still tear your clothing, you would still tear Kriya upon seeing the Makom HaMikdash, as seeing the Kotel, up until Shabbos, up until Shkia. If one, of course, were to go on Shabbos, though, so then, of course, you would not tear Kriya. So the question becomes, what if the first time that a person sees the Kotel in more than 30 days is on a Shabbos, and then they go back a couple days later? So do they have to tear Kriya when they go back the second time? Because the first time they went, they didn't have the ability to tear Kriya, being that it was Shabbos. And now the second time they're going, it's within 30 days the last time they saw it, but now at least they have the opportunity to tear Kriya. So what should they do? So if you recall, remember we mentioned the case that the Mishnah Berurah brought down of a child that grew up in Yerushalayim. That the Magen Avraham brings down that if a child grows up in Yerushalayim, and then when they hit Bar Mitzvah, so now they technically fall into the category of one that would be obligated to tear Kriya upon seeing the Kotel. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham that they wouldn't. Why? Because they saw the Kotel within the last 30 days. So Rav Shechta Shlita says, based on that, if one went for the first time to the Kotel on a Shabbos, and they went back a couple days later, so that's just like the Katan, that's just like the child that grew up in Yerushalayim, they saw the Kotel in the last 30 days, and therefore they would not tear Kriya. So if you go on Shabbos, and then you go a couple days later, so you would not have to tear Kriya when you go even on the weekday, being that the first time you saw the Kotel in the last 30 days was on a Shabbos. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Be Matzliach.